This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to Party Line. Here we are on a Monday. Let's thank our sponsors off the bat, who include Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Big Deals, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, Vierks Fine Jewelry, plus Mel's Starlight Drive-In, and our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, always made possible by Minute Print It, ABQ's in Flora, Genda Funeral Home, BCS Michigan Town, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, ProByte Computers, 51 West Event Center, Blackhawk Winery, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, The Farmers Bank, and Ellis Jewelers. I'm Kevin Keith, and I've got Melissa Miller here with me this morning. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We've got a lot going on this morning, and I'm right in the middle of working on two different stories here. I'm trying to text and talk at the same time. It doesn't always work. I don't have that brain capability, but we'll see what we can get here. We've got to jump right into the Skywatch weather forecast because we've got Jason Forsyth with the Frankfort Street Department going to give us a call in just a moment. There was a little confusion this morning, Melissa, as to Hoke Avenue and its closure and where the actual detour is. There was another, we'll just say another media outlet muffed it up, all right? Chance of showers today. Showers very likely through the afternoon. Cloudy. Might see some sun in the afternoon, but warm, though, high up to 87. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 65. Slight chance of rain tomorrow between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m., otherwise cloudy. Then becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high only 78. 80 is the high on Wednesday with sunny skies, and 80 also Thursday. Might be a pretty nice mild week if the humidity stays away. Friday, sunny and a high 75. It was nice outside this morning early on, but it got pretty muggy there pretty quick. We'll wait and see what develops. Right now it's already 76 at your official weather station, WILO. Couple things to talk about here is, as we said, Hoke Avenue, that is closed today for about a week. And we're going to talk to Jason Forsyth now and get the full story. As we say good morning to Jason Forsyth with the Frankfort Street Department. Jason, thanks for the phone call.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me on real quick here.
No problem. We talked over the last couple of weeks about Hoke Avenue and when it was going to be closed and all the detours that we've had through there. And you're calling this morning. We know it is going to close today, and you just wanted to clarify a few things as far as the detour and where and when.
Right. It is closed now. They are closed right at the jog. Basically, I'll call it Wabash. It'll be closed from Wabash down to Clinton today and the rest of the week, Kevin. Like I said, originally it was going to be, they said Walnut to Clinton, but it is obviously shut down at Wabash and Clinton. They're pretty much right at Speedway all week. The thing I wanted to clarify was the detour we are trying to get people to use is obviously the original detour is to go down to Michigan Town Blacktop and come into town that way, but trucks that are coming in on State Road 28 from the east, we are trying to get them to turn northbound at Mash Road there by the high school and Village Pantry, or Marathon, Shell, that area. Mm-hmm. It's important because obviously once they pass there, unless they need to go deliver at Ruler Foods or another establishment between Mash and Hope.
The Speedway there, yeah.
Yeah. If there's deliveries, I understand, but if they are trying to get through town, we need the trucks and as many people, as far as that goes, to turn northbound on Mash Road. If you're a passenger car, you can use Clinton, you can use Washington, anything to get downtown. That's not going to change because obviously passenger car traffic can't get through there either. But mm-hmm. what we're concerned about is making sure trucks take northbound Mass Road to Washington Avenue and into downtown from there, mm-hmm. and not go past the Nazarene Church going west, because obviously once they get past there, if they get down there, they have nowhere to go. They're going to end up on Wabash Street trying to turn on Williams Road or turn down Crescent Drive and trying to get someplace, and or Kelly Avenue there by the old Pizza King,
mm-hmm.
Across from Wendy's. I mean, it's just going to be a mess for them to find anywhere to go if they don't use the suggested detour, which there is a big lit-up sign right at the entrance to the tennis courts, the mm-hmm. parking lot there by the high school, that's been placed there for a week and a half, for them to that lets them know that they're to turn right at the next light, which would be obviously North Mass Road. So mm-hmm. That's what we're wanting people to do. There was a release earlier that said we were trying to keep people off Washington Avenue. No, we're trying to get people to use it.
Okay.
Use Washington Avenue, not keep them off of there. So we want them to use that as much as possible. It's a smooth main thoroughfare from the east end of a city to the downtown area, where they can get back on 28 anywhere, downtown on 39 and 28 if they want to go west. So.
So, Jason, if a semi's coming in from 28 east, coming in by Walmart there, and Walmart would be on the right, they get to the Mass Road intersection, you're wanting them to take a left and go north on Mass Road?
Take a right and go north.
Oh, okay.
Take a right.
I was thinking north. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I had my north and south going mixed up there.
Take
yeah.
a right.
Yeah. Yep. Down to Washington Avenue. Yeah.
Yeah, and then that's an easy turn to get back onto Washington Avenue off Mass Road for any vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really wide area there. They don't have any issues getting back to downtown from there.
Okay.
We have no truck signs at Clinton and Washington, letting them know once they turn on Mass not to turn on Clinton and Washington.
Yeah, I saw
that. We want them to go down to Washington Avenue and also at Crescent Drive as well. We want them to go all the way down Washington Avenue and make their turn back west there to get to downtown. So,
Jason, how long do we anticipate this closure to be? I know originally we'd said a week, but with weather,
yeah.
we might have a lot of rain this week yeah. too.
Yeah, I think obviously anytime you get rain, you're going to lose a day. I know it was originally set for 6 days, the 8th through the 13th is what it was originally set for, Kevin.
Okay.
So, what I would do is, if I'm the person listening, is if you get a rain day, you push it back a day. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't think they'll work on a Sunday, more than likely, so it could get pushed back into next week, possibly, depending on the weather. But I know they talked about working fairly late, too, Kevin, so that may help help us, too. I don't think they were just going to be like 7 to 4 or whatever. I had heard originally maybe till 6 o'clock in the evening. So hopefully, the good days that we do have, they'll work late enough where we might be able to pick up a little bit of those hours. But yeah, I'm thinking at least through Saturday for sure, if not the beginning of next week, just depending on weather.
Well, the good thing is it's just a small portion of Hoke Avenue. You know, like you said, it just goes down
right.
to Clinton. So if we can catch those trucks and get the motorists who drive every day to take Mass Road and other ways around, that would be good. So
I just noticed when I came down by Speedway a few minutes ago that people are getting over into the turn lane at the jog and noticing that they can't turn, so
right.
they're getting back into the straight lane to go, west on Wabash. But so just be careful at that location until
yeah.
everybody kind of gets used to it.
Yeah.
So nobody gets hurt. But so far the semis, I've been sitting here in the high school parking lot for about 15 minutes, and so far the semis that are coming through here are utilizing Mass Road.
Good.
Hopefully that's what they continue to do. Obviously traffic's going to pick up as we get later in the morning. So,
mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you being available this morning, first thing, Jason, and keeping us up to date. And of course, you can give us a call anytime if there's something later this week that we need to know right away. Just let us know.
All right. Appreciate you all working with us, and thank you everyone for your patience. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Jason Forsythe, the Frankfort Street Department Superintendent. Just so we could clarify a little bit, Melissa, as there's so much construction going on, we wanted to make sure that we got it right, I guess.
Yeah, basically getting it from the horse's mouth.
That's right. That's right. We'll let him tell the story. So again, if you are a truck driver coming in to Frankfort from 28 East, we are going to want you to take a right on Mash Road, which will be going north, and then go down there, what is it, a quarter mile, half mile maybe, to Washington Avenue, and you could take a left there. That'll get you right to downtown. And from there, you're on your own, right? Things are going pretty smooth, I think, traffic-wise. I think we've all learned to just slow down and be patient. And it's amazing what you can get used to, Melissa, when you don't have a choice, right?
Exactly.
Well, we had a good time out at the Colfax Old Hickory Days. Cindy and I were out there Saturday morning, and man, what a great weekend for a festival. I think the truck and tractor pull went successfully. I know they had almost a record amount of people interested in running. And as you heard Jamie Blacker talk about during the remote Saturday, it's getting bigger and better every year, and they take it really seriously. And Melissa, he was talking about even in the next year or two, since they're going to have like some points pulls out at Colfax, maybe getting HoosierlandTV.com out there so they could actually watch it. And I told him,
hey, that would be great.
Yeah. I told him, go sell it and come back to me when you've got it sold. All right. No. So we are going to think about that. And speaking of the TV, we've got HoosierlandTV.com. We're getting ready to stretch its legs and just see how stable it really is as we start high school football action here. What is it? 2 weeks from last Friday, I guess. It's going to be August 19th. Let me grab my thing here somewhere. I got it here somewhere. There's
basically
so many papers.
A week from this Friday.
That's right. Yeah, that's easier. A week from
and it's Friday. Western and Tri-West, I believe, at Western.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you. Look at you go.
I love football.
I know you do. I know you do. Well, I had it somewhere, and it's gone. It's in the Wilo. This folder. There we go. Yeah. So HoosierlandTV.com is going to be your home for all of the football action you need in North Central Indiana this football season. As we've got the play-by-play broadcast now on HoosierlandTV.com, we've still got Don, we've still got Carl, and all the good coverage. But we are so excited to start this. As Melissa said, we've included Western Howard and Carroll. So our first game will be Tri-West at Western Howard, 7 p.m. kickoff on Friday, August 19th, which is 1 week from Friday. Week two is going to be Frankfort at Clinton Prairie, August 26th. And then week three, is Clinton Central at Clinton Prairie. So we've got a couple county matchups right off the bat. And, of course, it's a short season of just 9 games every Friday night. So we'll be wrapped up by, I guess, mid-October, probably. So we're still going to have Sheridan Sports, too. We had a couple people ask about that. And, yes, Daniel Bragg has put together his little Sheridan Sports Network. And you'll go to HoosierlandTV.com on Friday nights, basically, and have a choice if you want to watch our game of the week, or you can click and watch Sheridan Sports as well. They're both live. They're both archived at HoosierlandTV.com. We had great weather for the Old Hickory Days and had such a good time. Cindy and I were talking about this, that when you go to a remote and have a good time, the time really flies. You know, it just goes so fast when you're out and about. And she and I, of course, had to stop and get some Rossville Lions Club ice cream. That was nice. I didn't get any at the fair, Melissa, so I had to get my
You didn't
my
get
fix.
Ice cream?
I know. I went ahead and got it at the Old Hickory Days, though. So
that's okay.
Yeah. So congratulations to a young man named Gatlin. Lacey Padgett, the festival organizer, couldn't remember if he was 8 or 10 years old, but he was cute. She showed us a picture. He won the mullet contest, Melissa, Friday night.
Yeah, we couldn't get Jacob over there.
Oh, yeah. I know. I was thinking about him Saturday morning. So Gatlin, either 8 or 10 years old, he won the mullet contest with all the adults and everything. So congratulations to him.
That's cool.
Yeah. Also, thank you, Lacey Padgett. They let Ramsey's run with the big boys and girls on Saturday morning for the Hickory Hustle. He did pretty well. He was a little tired, though. We were trying to make him go to bed Friday night on time, and I don't think he got to bed. He, you know, you see a theme here. The night before his race, he stays up all night. I don't know if he needs to get in that habit or not, but they're back to school now, so he needs to stay in that good sleep habit. But he got about 5 hours sleep, so that's all you need if you're 13 years old, you know. So he had a good time running in the Hickory Hustle. And I went down and talked to Amanda Boxa at the Colfax Historical Society and saw a couple of the things they're doing out there. That's pretty exciting. They also had a beer garden out there, and it opened at 11 a.m. I thought, boy, they know how to do it right in Colfax, don't they? And it was the beer garden, which was a fundraiser for the Historical Society. They had a little area roped off there. And also got to see Dwayne and Connie Blacker, who had a little yard sale set up on a corner there by Hall Trucking there, and got to see them and visit with them. But, you know, it was cloudy and overcast, Melissa, all morning, and it was kind of humid. But, boy, as soon as that sun came out, it was just flat-out hot Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. We actually went to a tractor pull to watch our son pull a tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, even in the shade, yeah, it was really hot. And, you know, we kept Larry as cool as possible. But
sure.
It made for a very long, hot day.
Yeah, yeah. And when it's hot, you're right, it does. It feels very long, very long. We got about 10 minutes left in the first portion of the program at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. So the Skywatch weather forecast looks like it has a lot of rain this week, Melissa. And as a result, I've been waiting for an opportunity to play this fun jingle that I've been putting together over the last month or so. Like the traffic jingle we had the other day, which is fun. And I don't want to play them too often to wear them out, but we've got this little ditty right here.
Rain, rain, it can make you feel blue. Rain, rain, makes flowers grow too. Don't you fear, it's bound to clear.
And the sun will come shining through.
Until that day, for now we say, what a shame, it's gonna rain.
I didn't sing that, Melissa, but I put that together. So if you hear that, you know it's gonna rain, all right?
Definitely.
Quarter of an inch possible today. And then tonight, another quarter of an inch possible. And I think the rain would be welcome by most people, except for the construction crews and stuff. But gosh, what about those daytime highs only in the upper 70s this week?
It looks to me like I'm going to get a lot to done outside.
Right? You know, if it stays mild and doesn't get high humidity, it'll be a nice one. Really will.
Oh, yeah, I thought this morning was great compared to yesterday.
Yeah, it was. It was a nice morning. I was out kind of early this morning myself. We'll have Anita Stewart coming up at 9 o'clock here on Wylo's Party Line with United Way of Clinton County. Tomorrow, a representative with the Frankfort Community Public Library. Wednesday, right here in the studio, Melissa, we get to sit down for the first time ever with the Community Schools of Frankfort Superintendent, Dr. Matt Rhoda. He's brand new to the area and in that role. So we'll talk to Matt, who's going to come in Wednesday morning live here in the studio. And then Thursday, we'll talk with Parks Superintendent Bart Craning, as they certainly have a lot going on with the Aquatic Center and resurfacing some tennis courts and pickleball courts. And then Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets going to wrap up the week with us on Friday, and then we'll jump right into it on Monday with YMCA CEO Stephanie Cooper. And I guess they had a big old time out there yesterday with the Family Fun Day. I kept hearing all the reports in the afternoon of Sheriff Kelly, and I was getting these updates of when he was going to be in the dunk booth. As he's a good sport now. He's been in more dunk booths, I think, this summer season than anyone.
Yeah, he's been a fish.
He's been a fish. You're right. He's been a fish. So we had Sheriff Kelly in the dunk tank. I know Stephanie was in the dunk tank, too. Of course, the kids want a chance to dunk the boss. And then there was another high-profile name, and I forget who it was. But I'm sure a good time was had by all. I told her to give us a call this morning if she was up and moving and if everything went okay. So I was hoping maybe we'd hear from her. Maybe we still will. As they had their big fun day, they crammed a lot, Melissa, into like 6 hours. It was just noon to six, I think. And they're trying to get like a fundraiser, you know, for they've got a lot of needs. I know their underground throwdown at the hot dog festival was for some of their exercise equipment. And of course, they're trying to pay for a big expensive roof. So that's going to take a little while, too.
Yeah, and hopefully they can get that before winter.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty ambitious. I don't know if that would happen or not. I'm trying to think at what she said. I think it was like $750,000 as the lowest bid they've got for a roof.
Right.
And we don't have anywhere near that. Speaking of high prices, Shell told me about this over the weekend. I think she was at a Goodwill sometime late last week. Have you noticed that Goodwill's like changing some of their policies?
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Well, I heard this a couple weeks ago, and I thought that the person who told me was like pulling my leg, and no, they weren't pulling my leg. I'm trying to Google the new policies here on the computer here while we're I don't know if they actually like publish these or if they
I think they're on their website.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of different Goodwills, and it's like you see a new one popping up all the time. I see like the general Goodwill of Central and Southern Indiana website. It doesn't talk. I'm trying to see here. Maybe go to sales and specials. So they're now doing like the Goodwill Rewards program. They've done away with the 50% off store-wide sales, which is the first Saturday of each month.
Yeah. Well, see, they've had that rewards program
for a while,
forever.
Yeah.
And it's just that people don't sign up for it.
Right.
So,
now,
you know,
I went ahead and signed up for it about a year or two ago. And,
yeah, I've had mine ever since Goodwill came in Frankfurt.
Okay. Yeah. And I, you know, I'll save a few bucks every now and then. I don't go as often as I used to. But they're trying to push everyone to go to the rewards program. And now Goodwill shoppers will receive personalized offers directly to your rewards account instead of the traditional in-store offers because they want you to use the app, right? So they are not doing 30% off Senior Wednesdays anymore. They're not doing the 15% military discount anymore. They're not doing the Caller of the Week. And they're not doing 99-cent Sunday. Shell went in there and found a couple. I forget which one she was in, but she found a couple shirts for one of the boys. And she got up there. It was $10 for a shirt. And she said it looked good, and it was a Nike brand. But $10 at Goodwill?
Yeah.
Plus, they're doing away with all these things. I think Goodwill's going to become too cool for the room, you know, and maybe shoot themselves in the foot with this.
To an extent. But the thing is, with the rewards stuff, you also build rewards when you donate. So if you take stuff in and donate it, you take your card, you make sure they scan it, and then you get credit for that donation on your rewards card too as well. So
well, see, that just sounds
confusing. There's a lot to it.
That sounds confusing. I go to Goodwill, I want cheap stuff, I want it to be in and out. I don't want to fill out this and sign up for that. It's Goodwill. Now, I've always had a little bit of a trouble, little issue with Goodwill, because I got a chance to see the behind the scenes a couple years ago, and let's just say it's not always what they say it is, okay? We'll just say that.
Oh, I agree.
They come into communities and you donate stuff to them, they sell it back to you, and then they take the money and go build another store in another community. So I'm not a big fan of their business model, but they've not asked Kevin Keith lately what they think. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. We've got Anita Stewart. She's coming up next. She's the executive director for the United Way, and that's next on WILO's Party Line. Good morning.